Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know it's Llama. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Llama and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, everyone in Pine Ridge is still going out of his way to be honest, kind, and generous in an effort to win the $10,000 that Diogenes Smith is offering to the town's most model citizen. However, little has been seen of Diogenes lately as he's been working late at night printing his pamphlets in the workshop, which the old fellows fixed up for him in the feed room. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Lum has just returned from his pamphlet-delivering duties. Listen.
Grannies, I'll be glad when the 3 months of this honesty contest is over.
Me, too.
Yeah, I wore a blister big as a hen's egg on my right foot, tramping all over town with these pamphlets on right living and stuff.
Yeah, I seen you sort of limping when you come in just now.
Yeah, and that ain't the worst of it, neither. When I get over near the schoolhouse, the young'uns follow me around and holler out stuff about me being a deliver boy.
Well?
It's embarrassing, that's what it is. Downright embarrassing.
Yeah, well, now, I'll be proud to take over your work for you, Lum, if you want me to, and hand out the pamphlets for a while.
No. Diogenes finding me to do this job, and I can't let him down. I got to show him how helpful and trustworthy I am.
Yeah, well, if you got blisters on your feet, though, Lum, you ought not to be out walking.
No, I can handle it all right, Abner. Besides, you got enough work to do right here now. Well, when did all them get here?
Huh?
All them canned goods there.
Oh, the truck from the wholesale house just brung them out about a half hour ago. I was just getting ready to stack them up in the shelves.
Well, I'll do that, long as I'm back now. You just sit there and take it easy.
Why, no, I'll do it myself, Lum. Now, you sit down and rest your feet.
No, this ain't no work for you, Abner. I'm taller and I can reach up better. It's too strenuous for you. I'll stack up the cans.
No, sir, now, you've got blisters on your feet, Lum.
It don't matter how many blisters I got. I'm always willing to keep going and lend a helping hand to my feller man.
Well, what are you talking so loud for? Oh, Diogenes can't hear you back there in the feed room, Lum. Not the way he's got that door boarded up.
How do you know he can't?
I done ask him.
Well, I'll stack up the cans anyway. He might be able to hear me.
Well... Now, wait now, Lum. Just leave him alone. Now, get away.
Mr. Lum, Mr. Abner.
Oh, howdy, Cedric. Dolly, you sneaked in here awful quiet.
Well, I have to. You see, I lost the little cap off my lantern, so now I have to walk quiet so I won't spill the cool oil out of it.
Well, why don't you just stick a potato there where the cap's supposed to be? That'll keep the cool oil in.
No, Mom, that wouldn't look very good. Wouldn't be neat.
Well,
I don't see what you have to carry that lantern around for anyway, Cedric.
Mr. Dodge needs carries one. That's who I want to be like when I grow up.
Grow up? Why, you're already bigger than he is right now, Cedric. Why, sure you are. What was it you wanted when you come in, Cedric?
Oh, nothing. I just dropped into... Or no, wait a minute. I was supposed to deliver a message from Mr. Diogenes.
From Diogenes?
Yes, Mom. He wants to see Mr. Lum about something private, he said.
Oh.
Something private? Hey, Granny, did you hear that, Abner?
Uh-huh.
Whereabouts did he want to see me, Cedric? In the feed room? Or, I mean, his printing shop?
No, Mom, just go around to the side of the store there. He's waiting there for you, so you better hurry up, Mr. Lum.
I'm practical there right now. Something private, huh? Just leave them cans, Abner. I'll stack them up as soon as I get back.
No, I'll tend to it myself now. Cedric, what does Diogenes want Lum for?
Oh, I don't know, sir.
Oh, come on now, Cedric, tell me.
Honest, I don't know, Mr. Abner. Mr. Diogenes never told me a thing, just said he wanted to see him.
Oh, did I give my right arm to know what he's telling that Lum? Bound you something about me is about what it is. Or maybe he wants Lum to help him run that printing press back there. That'd be worse than ever having that Lum that close to Diogenes all the time.
I don't think that's what it is, Mr. Abner. I don't believe.
You don't, huh?
No, I know Mr. Diogenes don't want nobody to help him do the printing. He said he felt more inspired when he done the work all by himself.
When did he say all that?
Last night, long about 1 or 2 o'clock.
1 or 2? Doggers, what was you doing up at that time of the night, Cedric?
Oh, me and the Macmillan boys had went out coon hunting, and we was just getting back to town, and I seen a light back there in the feed room, and I got to feeling sorrowful for Mr. Dodge, and he's having to work so long.
Well, that was thoughty of you.
So I went up and opened the back door to the feed room, and you know what? I nearly scared the daylights out of you.
Scared him?
Yes, Mom. He jumped 116 feet. His face sort of turned white. Boy.
Well, natural a feller would get scared that-a-way, Cedric. You ought to knock before you open the door that-a-way.
Yes, Mom.
That ain't polite the way you done that, Cedric, no.
No, Mom. Reckon why he has to work such long hours that-a-way, though.
Well, I think I know, Cedric. I hate to admit to it, but it's all on account of me, I'm feared.
On account of you?
Yeah. You recollect how he got mad at me for turning in them IDs for pamphlets at Lum writ the other day and claiming them for my own?
Yes, Mom, I recollect.
Well, he taken that pamphlet writing job away from me, so now, naturally, he has to do all the writing himself. And then he has to do the printing, too, so I reckon that just makes him stay up late of a night to do the printing. But don't you tell Lum none of this.
No, Mom, I ain't going to say nothing to nobody.
Lum still thinks I'm in awful good with Dodge and Ease. He'll do about nigh anything I ask him to do now. He figures I'll make good reports about him to Dodge and Ease.
Well, are you going to make a good report?
Why, of course not. I don't make no reports of no kind. But I want to keep him thinking I do. I think it makes old Lum sort of jealous, too.
Yes, Say, Mr. Ebner, can you see anything on my face?
On your face? Let's see. Why, no, I can't see a thing, Cedric. You ain't expecting to get the measles or nothing, are you?
No, Mama. Look closer. Can't you see no whiskers?
Whiskers? Oh, of course not. Just that fuzz on your chin, though.
Doggone it, anyway. I've rubbed 6 bottles of hair tonic on my face just so as I could grow me a beard like Mr. Dodge and these and win that $10,000 prize.
Well, you won't win it growing no beard, Cedric. I can tell you that right now.
Yes, Mom, I believe I will. I know Mr. Dodge and he says the way to win it was to be just like him, and he's got a beard, too.
Well, he never meant you ought to look like him, Cedric. He meant you ought to act like he does, be kind and honest and lend a helping hand and follow all the things that he says to do.
Well, I've been doing that, too.
Well, that's what he means. You don't have to look like him. You couldn't look. Wait a minute. Here comes old Lum back.
Mom? Oh.
He must have got some good news. Yeah, I can tell by the way he's walking. Look at that big smile on his face.
Yes, I'm using a good humor with himself.
Oh, yeah. I doggy, that walk means he's got a big idea, too, I'm feared. I don't like that, Cedric.
You mind if I look around the store and see if I lost a cap off my lantern in here someplace?
No. Go right ahead, Cedric.
I won't bother nothing.
No, go right ahead. Well, what Dodge and he's want, Lum?
Oh, nothing. Secret stuff.
What secret stuff?
Oh, I ain't allowed to tell you, Abner.
Huh?
I will tell you this, though. I ain't no deliver boy no more.
No deliver boy?
No, sir. I've been promoted to circulating manager. What do you think of that?
Circulating manager?
Yes, sir. You ain't the only ones in good with Diogenes.
Well, what's a circulating manager supposed to do?
Oh, he's a feller that sees that the pamphlets get sent out to all the other towns in the country. Spread the word of honesty into all the darkened corners of the universe.
Oh.
Wish I could say that like he does. Say, Abner, we got any red ribbon in the store here?
Red ribbon?
Yeah.
So you don't have to wear ribbons to be a circulating manager, do you?
Of course not.
Well, I was going to say, I wouldn't want to be one of them.
Well, this ain't going to be worn in my hair. I just want a little piece to put in my coat lapel, so the feller will recognize me when I get to the county seat.
What feller?
I can't tell you, Abner. Secret.
Huh?
All I can let you know is that I'm making a secret trip to deliver a whole package of honesty pamphlets to a certain feller. But I can't tell you where I'm going.
Oh. Well, where's this feller from that you're going to meet in there at the county seat?
County seat?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. How'd you know that?
Huh?
Grannies, was you spying on us? Eavesdropping, huh?
I weren't no such a thing spying. You said that yourself just now. Honest, you did.
I did, huh?
Why, sure.
Grannies, I got to watch myself. First thing I know, I'll be blabbing everything Dodge and East told me. Even a secret password.
Secret password?
Yeah. Light the lantern, friend. Then if I got the right feller, he answers, the lantern's lit. But that's something I can't tell you.
Oh, come on, tell me, Lum.
No, password's a secret, Abner. I can't tell you or nobody else what it is.
Please tell me. Oh, I won't tell it to nobody else.
No, I promised Dodge and Ease I wouldn't.
Oh, Dad, blame it.
Besides, if I told you, you'd just run and make a report to Dodge and Ease about me breaking my promise. I might tell you if you wasn't one of them deputies. You are a deputy, ain't you?
Well, I ain't allowed to say, Lum.
Yeah, I know. Listen, Abner. Will you tell me whether you're one if I tell you whether I'm one or not?
Well, I reckon if both of us tell, why, it's all right. You better not let Cedric hear or so.
No, better just whisper.
Yeah.
I ain't one.
Well, I ain't neither.
You ain't?
No.
Well, then, you sure been acting like one. You been acting awful specious.
Well, I've never done it. You the one that's acting specious.
No, sir, it was you.
Oh.
The thing I wasted all my being nice and kind stuff on you. Granny'd ought to know better.
Well, I was awful nice to you, too. Don't forget that.
You made me believe you was one, just so's I'd be nice to you and do the work around here.
I never done no such a thing.
I never noticed you doing nothing to make me like you any better.
Well, I was going to stack all them canned goods up for you just now.
For me?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's your work.
Huh?
Go ahead and get them up there in the shed.
Well, I ain't going to do no such a thing. You got to do that yourself, Lum.
Well,
you want to do a little work around here. All right. I'll do your work, Lum. I'll do my work, too. I'll do all the work around here. Wonderful world, Diogenes.
Oh, wonderful world, Diogenes.